Okay, Thursday, January 10th, 2008. This is a meeting of the Affiliates Task Force of the Pacifica National Board. And it's, let's see, my name's Rip Robbins. And Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. See, today is the 10th of 08. Teresa Allen is here. Deb Shapto has another meeting, so I hope that we will excuse her. Sandra Rawline? No. Ray LaForest? Serene Roberts? Chris Silva? Margaret Prescott? Alan Minsky? He's taking a sabbatical. Don White?
Here.
Okay. Rob Robinson, Kalonji Alusagun, Chandra Hopman,
here.
Thank you. Sar Rondawa, Rip Robbins,
present.
Laurie Taguma, Dina Colbert,
here.
Thank you. Ursula Rudenberg,
here.
You know, I just noticed. I didn't call Sean Rhodes. Is Sean Rhodes on? No. Is there anyone else that's on the line that I didn't call? Okay. Mr. Chair, we're ready.
Okay, thank you. We do have a proposed agenda. I would say that part of the reason there's some missing items on the agenda, when you go back over the past 2 years and start looking at the momentum that the agenda is created, I would say that it's apparent in the last 6 months let's say 3 months, that the momentum forward has been impeded by the fact that some of our initiatives were actually funneled all the way through, channeled, I should say, all the way through the board, through appropriate processes, and then kind of stumbled and reached a dead end. And I would have to say that the reason nothing's on the agenda about this is because it's kind of surprising and it's stymied the activity of a political process when the end results are actually ignored and in fact refuted and then, I would say ignored. So that's my commentary about why the agenda has such little detail, is because it's really a bizarre situation that this task force finds itself in. Luckily, there are other matters that are important, and I suppose we can continue to do business. But it certainly certainly takes away the impetus for groups of people to get together and work when the main body then just kind of discounts and tosses out the results. So on the stream, I just wanted to make sure that was out there. So what we have is our agenda. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I want to concur with the remarks of the chair. You know, this is not a criticism. I'm not directing this criticism toward any individual or body, but at a Pacifica National Board meeting that was actually a public meeting, a couple meetings back, I inquired about the processing of the work of this committee in the PNB Finance Committee, and also with the Chief Financial Officer of the Foundation. And, you know, budget problems and, you know, shortfall on income and a lot of things were cited as reasons why an initiative that we took passed through this committee and then passed basically onto the board and had a lot of support and so on. It was just kind of dead-ended. So it's very clear that the new board being seated is going to have to really look at how the work of PNB committees is processed and what authority others have to, in a sense, veto the work that we do on the basis of financial or budget issues and so on. It's very frustrating. So I think the chair's remarks are very on target.
I would suggest that we... Well, Mr. Chair, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Well, first, I guess we'll do this. We'll approve this agenda, and I'm hoping that somewhere in here, either under the reports or I guess that's a good spot, that people will continue this conversation. So what we have is an agenda tonight. Number one, the roll call. Number two, approve the agenda. Number three, approve minutes. Number four, reports from affiliate coordinator and directors. Number five, new business, which has an item now, and then we adjourn. So new business, Teresa, would you remind us what that item was again?
I can't remember.
Oh, yes, it's the listing of our, the adding of our name to the distribution of funds from the organization.
Working assets.
Yes, right.
Creda,
that's what I was looking for. Thank you. Are there additions or discussion about the agenda items tonight? Okay, then is there any, does everyone approve of?
Rip?
Yes.
Rip dispersal. Is there any discussion on the agenda about the election of the new affiliate directors?
That should be under reports for sure. We have those results. So we would want to make those public here. I know that it was announced on the public PNB stream the other night, but it should be again reported here. So I'd be willing to do that under reports. Is there any objection to the agenda as outlined? If not, then let's move to the approval minutes. And Teresa, do you recall when the last time we approved minutes? I know there had been some changes at that time. Maybe it was last meeting. And are there any others since then?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Are there more minutes to approve since the last
I hate
batch?
To say this, but no. We do not have any minutes ready to be approved at this time.
Okay. Okay, then let's move right to reports.
So we can postpone those until...
Yeah.
Our February meeting.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. While we're talking about minutes, though, I have a question about the new directors coming on, and especially the new affiliate directors. Maybe this ties into the next agenda item after all, because I'm wondering if we should supply some minutes to I know when I came on, there really wasn't, except from the affiliate coordinator, and unless I did any specific requests, there wasn't much of the transition. And so I'm wondering if we could do that to help the new directors find out what the task force has been working on. And hopefully that would kind of speed things up for them when they come in. So the calling up the exact... maybe someone else could help me with the last name of one of the directors that was elected from the affiliate.
Juan Gazda.
Yes, okay. So what we had this time was really remarkable. We had a large number of nominations as affiliate director, and we held two separate meetings to hold those interviews. And then the board voted using the STV process mandated by the bylaws, and the report, I think this can be public, there were three finalists, and then so there was an agreed upon what's called a straw vote, meaning like whoever picks the short straw or the long straw or whatever is the one who is then withdrawn from the group, and evidently that process was approved by all three of the nominated affiliate representatives. And so we have coming on Lori Taguma, who was an affiliate representative this year. And Chandra, do you have that again, that name?
Afia Juan Gaza.
Okay, and the only reason is because it's not in front of me, and I don't want to mispronounce that. And I'm looking for the email to get a background on those, on that person. Lori Taguma is from WOJB, and Hopefully she'll participate in this task force. Are there any other comments from directors? And Ursula, do you have any comments about that?
Are we still... I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
We were on approving minutes, and you said your discussion was, could we get minutes to new members of the committee? So are we still on the minutes?
And I kind of commented that this would run right into the report on the new affiliate directors that were elected. So I kind of ran that together.
Well, I guess I have a point of information for our coordinator. I have pretty detailed minutes up until about November. In the November meeting, I think Sean Rhodes made some corrections to the minutes. And then we kind of had an informal meeting in December. And so I think I have minutes up until, we actually approved the October minutes with corrections. So, and we might even have, I think that's where we are right now. So, do we want to put these minutes on the Pacifica Network site? Or, I've never put minutes into the Pacifica site. So, where we want to put these minutes, I mean, we have them if people want to go onto a site and read them.
The minutes go on PacificaFoundation.org.
Okay. And what's the procedure for getting them there?
Haven't you spoken with Pete about this? I think he once trained you for it, right?
It has been so long since I've trained that I was under the impression that things had changed since I had been trained on it.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I can try to get him on there.
Okay.
I think the only way that I've submitted minutes was to give them to the webmaster and have him put them on. I've never actually put any minutes on myself. So if that's the procedure, I might have to call him and have him walk me through it, but I have all the minutes to be put on there up until November. And, I mean, shouldn't that do it? I mean, unless you want me to physically email all of the minutes to someone, I can do that.
No, actually, there are a lot of minutes from the affiliate task force on the website. In fact, I would venture to say more minutes from this group than other committees are actually on the website. Mm-hmm. Probably, though, this year's may not be. I can't recall now. Last time I looked, fairly up to date, but certainly not the last 6 months, let's say.
That's probably because I sent them to the webmaster and he did me the favor of just putting them on there.
Right. It was probably a favor, and he probably thought that now you would be doing that. But
he probably thought easier to do it than listen to that really, really technically challenged person.
Yeah.
So maybe if we just send to all new members of the task force, we can send a letter and tell them exactly where they can access all the minutes.
Well, we know that after January 25th, the new directors will have email through the Pacifica site. And so while I could probably find Effia's email right now, but I wouldn't know whether we're to use that or not. But after the 25th, they will all have board email. We could do it that way. But either way, if they're posted, then I think that's sufficient. And if they're not posted, then we could send them directly. I'm certainly hoping that one of the two who were elected will participate. And I'm prepared now to do a better report on this election. I apologize for not having the information in front of me. I would like to announce the names of the nominated representatives from affiliate stations: Ryan Bruce, David Beaton, Effia Nwangaza, Brian Sherman, Ani Haynes, Lori Taguma, and John Murphy. And I really want to thank those folks for venturing forward to participate it really was meaningful to see that large number. In the past, we've only had two or three. And so it was really great to see that kind of interest.
May I ask, did anyone ask you if you had, did any of the other directors, before they made that decision, ask you of your experience with any of these people, with these candidates?
No. I was contacted by a couple of these candidates, but on the board, no.
No one asked you if you knew them or knew of their work?
No.
Don, did any of the directors making that decision ask you?
You know, let me back up, Teresa. There was some email communication about a couple of the nominations. And so let me back up to say, yes, there were a few board directors. As a board, the board didn't inquire. But yes, a few directors certainly asked. We kind of put, and I would say there was some discussion among, a half a dozen directors or so about these nominations. So yes, there was conversation.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
That's basically what happened to me as well. And as long as this issue has come up at some point in this agenda item, I think we need to evaluate the role of the affiliate directors vis-a-vis this committee, because while let me put it this way. If the affiliates are electing directors to represent them at the PNB, it seems like they would expect the affiliates to be represented also on this committee. So I know some people contacted me and expressed some concern over attendance records. And so I think at some point the directors, before we go off the board, if we do, should raise to the entire Pacifica National Board the issue that one of the appropriate roles for affiliate directors is to work very closely with this committee representing their constituencies at the Affiliates Task Force, as RIP has done very well. So I did get some calls and emails around whether I knew if candidates were committed to work closely with the Affiliates Task Force. And I couldn't really answer that question except for people that I had worked directly with.
Are there any other comments from folks on the call here about that matter?
This is Ursula. I have to admit, I was struck that nobody except Chandra asked for any input from, which was surprising to me because I'm the person who really knows most of these people. And I actually offered my, willingness to speak with several members of this task force about the nominations, and nobody took me up on it except Chandra. So I just have to say, it was a little bit of an odd experience for me.
Well, I know that I spoke with Chandra as well, and I would just say that there was conversation among the members of this task force who are board members, certainly about this. However,
there's something else that I'm concerned about, Rip,
okay.
Which is more of a logistic issue that I think. I think we need to find some way to address it in some way. It seems to me that this process, this voting process, was extremely unregulated in a strange sort of way. And in fact, in 2006, we had this committee of the task force that was kind of empowered by the PNB to make contracts. And one of the things we did in 2006 in April was to make what's called a no-fee contract, which is a a contract for stations that are new and are not prepared to pay yet for affiliation. And the decision was that those stations would then not be entitled to sit on the board. And this was we did this on advice of our attorney. Now, it turns out that one of the candidates is, in fact, from one of those stations. And it raises the question, how did she end up applying? Because her contract doesn't entitle her to apply. So I'm not even sure where she got the idea to apply for being a director. And
well, I've never seen that contract or heard about it. Is there a way that you could let us see that?
Yeah, we all passed it. It's just a very long time ago. And you know, at the time, I don't think that extra effort was made to notify the chair, you know, to make sure that they knew about this issue. I think mostly because we didn't think that anybody would apply if their contract didn't entitle them to. And so I'm happy to send the contract to the task force. I just think it's something that we should look at and decide. You know, I don't think it's a good idea just to let things slide more and more with these elections, because there are real realities attached to the reasons, you know, why things are the way they are. And I think it is a good question to ask, you know, especially vis-a-vis the other affiliates that are paying, you know, whether we really feel that it's a good idea to set the precedent to do that. And I think it's an open question that I think should be looked at.
Well, what I would say is that...
You know, regular advice
point,
is not...
Point of information...
Go ahead, Dina. What's your
if I could,
point?
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that there is a contractual agreement that has no financial basis to it?
That's right. There's two types of contracts with Pacifica. One is a contract with a fee attached to it, and one is a contract for new affiliates, which does not have a fee attached to it. The contract that does not charge a fee does not state that this affiliate can sit on the national board. It is not brought up with these stations.
What does it state? That's what I would like to
know. It states they get all, you know, it says that they get the rights to broadcast like everybody else, and they're entitled to services. But it does not state anything about being sitting on the governance.
And the other contract does?
Yes. So
well,
I don't think it occurred to anybody that a station would do it if they weren't told they could do it. I don't know why it happened. I wasn't, you know, part of that process. But it raises kind of it raises a question, which I think we should at least look at.
Don White here.
Certainly, Don, you'll be next. But I'd like to comment that if I'd known about this before, I would have had some suggestions about how to word it. If you're going to call someone an affiliate, then the bylaws would take precedence. And so I don't think that these contracts should have had the word affiliate attached. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I also think that there has to be a very clear statement that if we, if it's decided the contract should continue this way, I think there has to be a very clear statement that this contract does not allow, permit, or authorize this affiliate to have a representative on the PNB. Because if someone has signed a contract, they don't know what the other contracts say. They don't know that there's a contract out there that says you do have the right. So I think it was a mistake to write this contract without putting in very clear wording. And it's very possible this candidate was in very good faith and had no idea that there were two tiers of affiliates, you know, one qualifying to be in the election and whatnot. So that contract should be rewritten with a clear statement as to what rights they don't have.
Point of information? Ursula, are you saying that the contract does not say you cannot be a director? Or this contract does not entitle you to be a director on the Pacifica board? Does it say that on the contract?
No. I mean,
so
you know, in a business contract, that's kind of back, I mean, that's a little bit of a backward way of doing a contract, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could put
it
on there, but it would be puzzling to people.
It would be clearer.
Well, okay. I mean, I think it would be, I quite frankly, you know, from a business point of view, I think it would be clearer to write it in our bylaws instead of, you know, write a negative into a contract that, you know, I don't know.
The problem is that the bylaws take precedence, and the bylaws state any affiliate station. So
actually, the bylaws say pursuant to the contract.
But their contract does not tell them that they cannot be on the board. So when you say pursuant to the contract, it doesn't say they can't apply.
I'm needing to look up the bylaws here, and maybe we can continue a discussion while we're trying to puzzle this out. This is news to me, and I would have challenged the nomination if I'd known about. I would have been working on this for a month if I'd known. I've never seen any contracts except my own. Does anyone else want to continue this while we're on it?
Well, I think there must be a way of getting around this, but I would want to agree with Ursula that I don't think in a contract you want a negative statement of what you can't do.
Well, you would if you needed to counter something that's already in bylaws or that's generally understood. I mean, maybe there's a one word that will negate this in the bylaws, but the general understanding of people in a general sense is that any affiliate can apply, can be nominated. So it's just a kind of a general understanding is what I mean. So in that case, I think it should be specified.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that we put this discussion in new business and continue with the report from the director, from the directors and the affiliates coordinator.
Sure. Yeah, that's
good. Sound
okay? We can come back to this after all of us kind of think it through a little bit here, see what we can do.
Go ahead, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry.
We have reports from directors. I mean, the main report we had was about the election. I don't know about other directors, what they would have.
Can you spell them?
Just come on.
Pardon? Oh, yeah, someone came on the call.
Serene Roberts, BAI.
Hi, Serene.
Hi. Hola.
Teresa, were you asking for the spelling of a name?
Yes, I wanted the, I know how to spell Lori Taguma, but how do you spell the other affiliate director?
Effia, N, it's capital N-W-A-N. I've already closed that page. I'm trying to go by memory here. It's N1 Gaza. Chandra, are you there to help? Sorry.
I think it's W-A-G-A, W-A-G-A-Z-A.
N-W-A-G-A-Z-A?
In one Gaza. Mm-hmm. That sounds...
No, you don't pronounce the N. You just pronounce one Gaza.
One Gaza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the N is silent.
Okay.
And is there another name? Is that the first name?
Effia is the first name, E-F-I-A.
E-F-I-A.
It's her first name, excuse me.
And she is with which radio station?
It's in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah,
it's a low power. I don't know the call letters. Ursula, do you know the call letters?
WMXP, I think. Malcolm X Project, I think.
That sounds right.
All right, thank you. So, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Do you want the directors to continue with their reports, or do you want the coordinator to report?
Are there directors on the call that have any further report? I'm not hearing anything. Ursula, are you prepared for some a report?
Well, we have, since the beginning of the year, we have three new affiliates. One is in Gainesville, Florida. It's a low-powered station. One is in Zurich, Switzerland. And one is the probably the first of the applicants to go on the air from the last filing window. There's a group in Connecticut who heard our show on Democracy Now! And had the good fortune to apply in an area where they were singleton, and they were an AM station, so they already have a studio. So they'll be going on the air on February 1st, and they've affiliated with us.
And what is that station?
What is the station?
The letters of the station?
Oh, I don't know. Just a minute, please.
New station in Connecticut.
Yeah, I can tell you. Just a second.
Okay.
We're working here on getting up a map on radioforpeople.org that will show where various applicants are with 2-minute testimonials from interviews that we've made with applicants, so that hopefully very soon there'll be a visible way for people to kind of see and hear the spirit of the whole filing application and process, and also a way to help build momentum for the people that now are struggling to follow through with it. And we're going to be starting to, probably in the next few weeks, we're going to be working on developing a database so that finally we'll move from a spreadsheet format here in the office to a real online database, so that we can really begin to manage the information in a a really effective way.
Manage the information on the Radio for People project, you mean?
No, the affiliates program.
Okay.
So that the information is in a much more manageable format, which will really transform the way we do business around here.
Okay. That's three new. That's really
great. I guess there was just one more thing I wanted to say. Teresa, it's WHDD.
And you know what city in?
Robin Hood Radio. It's in Sharon, Connecticut.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay. Robin Hood Radio.
Yeah.
I have to say, Ursula, the Radio for People project really gives me hope, and your work with them, I think, has been inspirational. And I think that any means that we can use to spread the news of that program and any of its successes, I think will only help the foundation.
Thanks, Teresa.
Well, Teresa, I hope that you write a letter to the new executive director with those sentiments, because I've heard sentiments expressed differently from the new ED. So So I think that it would behoove us to support the work of this task force and our coordinator by making sure that we let the new executive director, or at least the executive director that was hired at the end of September, to hear that from you, because I've already heard otherwise in her estimation.
Okay.
So,
What is the reason for the objection to the project?
It's not the core business of the foundation, according to her. That's the reason she stated to us.
It's only in the mission. That's all. It doesn't count. It's only in the mission.
The
foundation is doing.
Okay, and I think it's appropriate, then, I should bring up this other comment, because I want to ask the coordinator directly.
Point of order. I'm actually very much in favor of this discussion, but I just want to kind of remind the chair to be a little careful of, we're on stream, and if I'm not mistaken, it's possible that some of the comments that people might want to make were made in executive session of the PNB. So I'm just putting out a little warning sign that I don't know if people are going, I don't know where people are going to go with this, you know.
Okay, right. Well, then I'll just state, there's just one question then. I appreciate the director's caution because it's true. We've had very little public session on this matter. Can't recall this particular matter that I'm going to mention, though I don't think is controversial, certainly not for executive session, and that is that the new ED suggested that the Pacifica affiliate program only has as affiliates a number of small entities, and that all of the largest community radio stations are not affiliated with Pacifica, but are affiliated directly with Democracy Now! And I'm just wondering, I started thinking about that later and thinking, no, wait a minute, that can't be true because some of the largest community stations in the country are Pacifica affiliates. And I'm just wondering whether the coordinator would be able to support the idea that, in fact, our affiliate base includes a lot of the largest community stations in the country. I'm just thinking of Tampa, Denver, Madison, Minneapolis, Portland. I mean, you can just go around the country and start naming large based community stations that are in fact affiliates of Pacifica. And would the coordinator comment on the perception of whether we have just a bunch of low powered stations or whether we also include large community stations?
Has point of information maybe
yes,
the maybe the coordinator can comment as to whether this candidate for ED has been to PacificaNetwork.org to see the over 130 stations?
This wasn't a candidate. This had come up in a PNB meeting.
Hmm.
This wasn't about from a nominee as an affiliate coordinator. This is from the Pacifica board, or this comment was made.
So someone on the board said that the affiliates program is only some low-power, small entities?
At a Pacifica board meeting, it was suggested that the affiliate program could be, in fact, dismissed because we don't get the big stations as part of the affiliate program, that they're all directly affiliated with Democracy Now!
So
and I take objection to that.
Did anyone suggest or ask that person whether we were supposed to give all the money back from the contracts that they've signed?
I don't know that that's pertinent to my question is whether or not our affiliate program of 130 stations includes large community radio stations in this country. That's as simple as my question is, because it was suggested. Yes, go ahead, Don.
Point of clarification.
Okay, thank you.
Would you be willing to acknowledge that that comment did not come from an elected PNB member?
That's true, it did not.
Since it was a public meeting, right?
You know, I'm not sure, but I'm asking the coordinator for clarification. If I was to say that the affiliate program does not have many large stations, what can the affiliate coordinator say to counter that suggestion?
Rip, I'm sorry. Can I choose not to answer that question?
I have a question, Rip. I'm confused.
Okay. Well, what then? Is it true that WMNF in Tampa is an affiliate, and is it true that WORT in Madison's affiliate? Is it true that KGNU in Denver's an affiliate? Is it true that KBOO in Portland's an affiliate? Can I go on and on? And isn't those aren't those true? Isn't it true that they are affiliates?
I think they're affiliated, Mr. Chair. Who made this statement, since it was made in a public meeting? Who made this statement?
It was part of comments that were being made.
Okay, and then did anyone on the national board refute that, because that person that was made in public comment was obviously in error?
Well, first of all, it's not up to us to just interrupt speakers when they have the floor. And secondly, I didn't have the list of affiliates in front of me at the time. And however, I am you know, what happens at a lot of meetings, that you hear things and then you go away and you digest them, you research, and then you can come back with either clarification or, you know, a different position. And that's what I'm doing now.
Well, I would like to say that when people make statements like, sometimes in public comment, people make statements that are actually very much in error. And at that point, I mean, I don't know whether that was considered an opinion or whether this person, obviously, they thought they were speaking factually. They evidently not seen our affiliates' reports, and hopefully every member of the national board is aware of the affiliates' program, that we actually have signed contracts, the amount of money that it brings in, and I mean, I've been telling national board members, go to PacificaNetwork.org. Keep, you know, I keep telling people. In fact, at our last board meeting, at local station board meeting, I said, you know, go to that website and see it. The person maybe should have been told that it'd be recommended that they go to that website, because I think there are sometimes in public comment when a person is in error, and you have to just gently say, we think you might not have the correct information, and correct them on that. I mean, are you
Don
that
White
the board
here.
Members didn't you think the board members agreed with that person?
I actually think that some of this went right by, and I may be the only one that picked up on it. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, well, I believe I know the exchange that you're referring to, and this was not the only, you know, kind of out of left field misconception. And I don't know if you recall, but I had a question for this person, and I prefaced my question by trying to lay out the reality that had been very much distorted. I can't go into it here in detail because I can't remember if that was a public or an executive session. But I did make it very clear that some of the ideas that were being put forward were not consistent with the feelings of the board as reflected by the very strong support for Ursula and the affiliates program. So I believe I know the exchange that Rip is referring to, and there were multiple misconceptions, and some of them were addressed simply by saying the board has full support for the affiliate coordinator, and that some of the ideas that were being put forward were based, I think, on just lack of knowledge and lack of familiarity with what is going on in Pacifica.
Right, I have to agree with that. And so probably there's just some, you know, I have to take an opportunity. And again, Teresa's correct, at PacificaNetwork.org is an extensive bragging of all the affiliates that are part of the network here. Are there any other comments about that?
This is Teresa again,
yeah.
Sticking my flap in my mouth, but I hope that every one of our PNB members is quickly educated on the affiliates program, so no one will let a comment like that affect their decision making, because there are people, I mean, there are even agents that will come and spread misinformation, and there are people that I think that unfortunately are just very negative, that make assumptions about the foundation, and in public comment they make these comments as if they're fact and they're not. So I hope that that has not influenced anyone that might be our executive director or any of our staff or any of our PNB members as taking that as factual. And it's our job, and I will certainly, if you think that someone has, I should probably prepare a letter for the new executive director and reiterate some of the beauty of the program and what it contributes to the foundation and the importance of media in general, that I think the whole United States and the world benefits from our program. So I will be happy to work on that. And maybe I'll call Dina and have her help me with that.
Yeah. If there aren't any other comments specifically about this matter that I brought up, I'd like to move on to another topic. And not hearing any more discussion on that matter, I would also like to say that there's been a board. The board passed a motion for digital distribution at its meeting last week, and this is going to signify a great opportunity now for affiliate stations and the sister stations to distribute even more programming than what is currently being offered on AudioPort. And so I hope that we have the language from that motion posted soon and the policy for that, because it does allow for more national prominence for programming from individual producers at each of the stations. And I believe that in the future it will allow much more sharing among the affiliates and the sister stations for the different programs that so many great programmers at all of our stations are doing. As one thing at the board level that I found at 2 years being there is that we're a bit separated from the work on the ground, so to speak, which is the folks that come in on a regular basis and do programs for our radio stations. And we're so caught up in governance all the time that we're overlooking a lot of this great work. And so I certainly hope the new digital distribution focus will certainly allow more programming to become known around the country by being aired on more stations.
Don White here.
Don, go ahead.
I'd just like to ask Ursula, has she actually received a copy of that motion? Has she seen it and been able to read it? And if not, we need to get that to her ASAP. I was kind of under the assumption that that would be transmitted to the affiliates coordinator, but has that happened?
No.
Okay, that's going to be really important that get to Ursula as soon as possible.
Thanks, Don.
Don, do you think it's appropriate that other members of national staff get that? I mean, if we were just to add POC-Pacifica to a mailing of that motion?
Well, yes, because I think what we rely on is the distribution of minutes, which is always way in arrears, and also the distribution to affected and, concerned people who get specific information. I don't think that's happening. So, yeah, it was done in a public meeting. It was a very public vote and a big victory for Pacifica's distribution, digital distribution. And so this is another example of how the board acts, but then key people who are deeply affected by what we do are not informed of what actions we take. So, yeah, I think it should have the widest possible distribution. We shouldn't wait until the minutes are issued from that PNB meeting. We should just take that out and send it as widely as possible.
I'm prepared to send the motion, which was offered by Director Rob Robinson, to this task force right now.
Excellent.
So I'll do that.
You know, technically,
Don, I thank you for saying that, and I also would like to say that in the future, I think there should be some provision made for when the new affiliate directors are voted in that I should be informed, because I definitely, am approached by that immediately by many people, and I really didn't know what was going on this year, because nobody sent me the information, and I didn't know when it was public information, when it wasn't. And it would be very helpful in the future if some sort of procedure could be put in place where the board would inform the affiliate coordinator.
Yeah. That's, you know, that has to happen because it's kind of like so internal. You know, we do things and then we know about it and the world doesn't. Just a point, a technicality. Mm-hmm. The motion was actually put forward by David Adelson.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
At the request of Rob Robinson, who thought there might be. He asked me to put it forward, and I deferred to David because David has had a long, long history of interest. So it was the motion was actually made by David, technically speaking.
Right, and for folks on the call or listening that don't know, it's because Rob was involved in the drafting of that and the research for that, and so he wanted some other director to actually make the motion.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to send this right now. Okay, so at least it goes out this far. Okay, are there any more? Is there more discussion on this matter? Since people haven't actually read it, many people haven't read it. We would probably take up discussion at another meeting of how we can implement this and make use of it throughout the affiliate network. Are there any other topics from directors that we would want to address at this time?
Mr. Chair, let me just ask one more question. So did we make a decision on this HD? You reported that digital distribution was approved at the last PNB meeting, and that will mean more national prominence of individually produced programs and more collaboration.
Right.
And you're going to make sure that this report gets to our affiliates coordinator. Is there any other decision that we've made on this?
No. I just sent the resolution along with the background paragraphs that were included with that. I've just sent it to everyone in the task force, including the coordinator.
Thank you.
But now she does have that.
Thank you.
If there's no more reports, then we would move on to new business. And we would discuss the item that, Teresa, you asked to be put on the agenda.
Yes. There are two items on new business, and one is the issue of asking that working assets or Credo. I think Credo, that just the long distance service is called Credo. And I could be wrong. I'm actually my phone. I use that phone service, and they still some of their business is under working assets long distance. So the issue is, how does one get their organization listed with Working Assets / Credo? I could contact them. Unless someone else wants to.
Is there interest from others on the call in working with Teresa on this?
Teresa, I'll be in touch with you on it.
Okay, and yeah, if you guys would look and find out the appropriateness of whether, you know, it would work just for us or whether this is obviously something that the foundation would need to sign up for. Are there any other comments on that?
How would you look that up? How is that divided?
Well,
we don't have a fundraising department, so...
Well, you know, from my observation over a couple of years, the areas of the foundation that get the most done are the areas that have leaders, coordinators, or some kind of directors that actually do things. I applaud Ursula for the work that she's done in initiating the national program called Sprouts, which, you know, regardless of what people think about the name, I would say that it's such a different name that it actually gets attention on my schedule. And we've been airing the show since its inauguration. It's been a platform for KSVR to have a program aired nationally on some 24 stations, I think, right after it. I haven't checked recently. I've seen if it's been taken by more than that. But all the programs that have come through the Sprouts show would never have been aired if Ursula hadn't simply just taken it on to produce it. The other show is the from the archives, from the vault.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show that was basically just started by the archives director and his team there. And what a wonderful show. Everyone has applauded the program.
And it's been picked up by the BBC.
What I'm saying here is that really some of the most successful aspects of the Pacifica Foundation over the past year and a half has been efforts by individuals working in the foundation who did the right thing and didn't get bogged down in an incredibly deep morass of discussion and legislation regarding it, as so much of the efforts at the board level have done. And so I applaud this. And so the reason I'm saying this is because I'm saying to Dina and Teresa, maybe we should just do it and find out about it and see how we can benefit from it.
Thank you.
Well, I know there's a pretty big competition, and there must be some, I guess, groundswell of interest that would indicate to them that your cause is pressing. I know they divide the charities into like environmental and like civil rights or social justice.
They're issue oriented.
Yes, and I remember, I know when I vote, the people that take their service vote, and then that's how the money is split up. So we'll have to. I'll be happy to make a call and find out if there's a form to fill out or how we have to phrase it to state our case for inclusion.
Okay, thank you. Are there more comments from anyone on the call? There's a number of people we haven't heard from on the call. Just want to make sure they don't feel that they're not getting a chance to voice something on this or on any of the matters that we've talked about tonight. And I'm not hearing anything. So was there another business item, Teresa?
Well, the issue of the fact, if I understand this correctly from our affiliates coordinator, the affiliates task force several years ago passed a resolution that we would not have the PNB elect affiliate directors from stations that were non-paying affiliates, that they were on some sort of temporary terms because they were new. And if I'm understanding this correctly, someone applied to be a director, and the PNB members were not told that this person was with a station that was a new, non-paying station. And it was not in their contract that they could not apply, so someone evidently needed to vet that. And so how do we want to handle that? We've moved that to new business.
Right. Well, I did look up the bylaws. Now I've closed that page. But it did say that Ursula's correct, there's a clause saying pursuant to a contract. But the first part of that long sentence says that that nominations can come from any affiliate station. So it's one of these legal things. It's not as clear that they can't run. So I'm not sure where to go with that.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I think we clearly need an interpretation, maybe a legal. I mean, it may not be the last word, but I have a feeling that the bylaws, if we use the bylaws as the last word, which we always basically do, that to have two tiers of affiliates, one qualified to send you know, directors and whatnot, I think that could be in conflict with the bylaws. So I think the first step is to see whether or not such a thing could be contractually arranged consistent with the bylaws.